Watcher, and a big, big welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. What to start with? I know, it must be Jubilation.
Thank you.
Jubilation, written and played by Junior Mance, recorded for the Japanese Afterbeat label in New York in April 2004. Junior Mance piano, of course, Paul West bass and Idris Mohammed drums. This week's plan is more music, less waffle. Oh, we'll see. Here's Demon E. We'll be right back. That's a song called Demon E, with a largish nod in the direction of Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers. But it is the debut album of a young Brit, tenor man Leo Richardson. His father was the well-known bassist Jim Richardson. And he, Leo, has been playing at Ronnie Scott's in the Late Late Show for some time now, to rave reviews. He's largely hard bop and true to the original style. And this album was recorded at The Bunker in West London, December 2016, with Quentin Collins, trumpet, Rick Simpson, piano, Mark Lewandowski, bass, and brother Ed Richardson, drums. A very impressive debut album, and it's called The Chase. Something from West Side Story now. Dithered over which of these wonderful songs to play you. Should it be Somewhere or Something's Coming? And then I went for the good old British compromise, in that there are two medleys on this Manny album LP. Finale parts 1 and 2. We heard part 2. One Hand, One Heart, Somewhere, Cool, and I Feel Pretty. I could have, I should have, played you both parts, really, as this is one of the best jazz interpretations of West Side Story. Another week, perhaps. It's an amazing lineup, so I'll just run down the principals on that number. Al Cohen, tenor, Bob Brookmeyer, trombone, Gene Quill, alto, Hank Jones, piano. Recorded October 57. Let's go to Amsterdam for another concert. Norman Granz's Jazz at the Philharmonic Tour of 1960.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Last time when we had Jazz at the Philharmonic with Stan Getz, and Oscar Peterson Trio, and the orchestra of Miles Davis, we had a lot of requests from the jazz fans in Europe to bring back Miles so that you could hear further exploration in the kind of jazz that Miles is famous for. So tonight you have the concert consisting of his quintet alone. The group is virtually the same as it was last time, except for one important change, and that's in one of the horns. So I'd like to introduce the members now individually, beginning first with the bassist, Paul Chambers. On the percussion is Jimmy Cobbs. And completing the rhythm section on piano, Wynton Kelly. A few years ago, I was happy to introduce in his first European tour with Jazz at the Philharmonic the great altoist and tenor saxophonist Sonny Stitt. Miles Davis. Thank you.
A long, long track, but well worth it, and a rather abrupt ending that wasn't of my making. Miles' own compo, the deceptively simple So What? It was the midnight concert in Amsterdam, October 1960. Norman Grant's told us all we needed to know, i.e. the Muso's names. By the way, Sonny Stitt had replaced John Coltrane from the April 1960 concert in Amsterdam. And that long track also gave me chance to rearrange this week's playlist to dig out the Oscar Peterson's trio version of West Side Story, and I chose Tonight. yet another contender for Best West Side Story Interpretation. Having said that, each and every jazz adaptation is brilliant, as you're starting with those terrific songs to begin with. Peterson piano, Ray Brown bass, Ed Thigpen drums. Recorded New York, Jan 62. We're off to Germany. Pirmasens, a town near the French border, famous for making shoes. And now, great music.
Mm-hmm.
This LP is billed as Hans Kohler and Friends. In November 59, Kohler on tenor wrote that song, Mr. B Blues. Apparently Mr. B is reminiscent of a German TV crime series soundtrack of the mid-50s, but that reference is a bit lost on us. So, who are these friends? Well, Roger Guérin on trumpet, Michel de Villers baritone, Fred Dutton bass, and Hartwig Bartz drums. Two members of the modern jazz quartet pop up on a couple of the songs, Percy Heath and Connie Kay. Wonderful newly released deep groove vinyl on the German SWR music label. We're off to the Montreux Jazz Festival. It's July 75. From a Black Lion LP called Vine Street Boogie, and it features Kansas City hero, although born in Oklahoma, Jay McShann. He's now often only remembered as the man who gave Charlie Parker his first recording break. That was back in 1940. But of course, he was much more than that, as we heard on his own compo, Hootie's Ignorant Oil. Hootie was McShann's nickname, and Ignorant Oil, an old-fashioned name for alcohol. July 75 in the open air at Montreux. I must say, I tend to think of McShann as either a brilliant pianist or for his records with Jimmy Witherspoon. Next destination is Stockholm. This is a fascinating Dragon Label LP. It's dedicated to the songs of Thelonious Monk. Christer Busted, alto, is the leader. He was an actor as well as a muso, and he cleverly combined his two jobs by writing music for Swedish films and then recording on the soundtrack. This song, obviously by Thelonious Monk, Reflections, was recorded in Jan 83 in Stockholm. Christer Busted died in 86. Arke Johansson, piano, and I really should have chosen one of Monk's compos where Arke was able to show his real piano skills and also his ability to channel Monk. Ivar Lindell was on bass and Gilbert Matthews drums. It's Ellington time. Duke Ellington wrote the soundtrack to Otto Preminger's 59 film Anatomy of a Murder. It was all recorded and largely forgotten, apart from the Columbia LP of the same name. Columbia also re-released the music with alternate takes as part of the Ellington Centennial back in 99. That was the one and only version of Way Early Subtone. It was never recorded or played a second time. The principal soloist was Russell Procope on clarinet. The finger snapper is unknown. Next up, Good Morning, Judge. I must tell you, I didn't spot this when I put the album on. The leader is the baritone of Ronnie Ross. The group is called the Ronnie Ross Workshop. No, that's not the bit I didn't register. But on tenor, it's our old mate Hans Kohler again. And I'd better mention the whole gang now. Ronnie Ross, baritone. Hans Kohler, tenor. Dick Spencer, alto. Ira Chris, guitar. Hans Reckenbacher, bass. And Meinrad Gephardt, drums. The year is 62, and it's back in Germany, and it's part of the Ruhr Festival of that year. This is a lovely piece of music coming up.
Thank you.
Bassist Richard Davis is the leader, well, at least on this reissued LP. It's an unusual lineup. There are two basses, the other in the capable hands of Bill Lee, who wrote that song Monica. Chick Corea piano, Sam Brown guitar, Sonny Brown drums, Frankie Dunlop percussion. And that should just leave us time for the title song from a Summer of 66 recording for Solid State Records. It's Cherry, as in Cherry Red or Red Cherry. The leader is Hammond B3 maestro Jimmy McGriff, with the guitars of Eric Gale and Everett Barksdale. Mint Hinton is on bass and Grady Tate drums. Cherry. For joining me, Mike Wynn, and I really hope you'll be back again next week, same time, same place, to rejoin me for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care, be well.